And the last communication item, please, Carla.
Number 47, request of Tom Cunningham to address council regarding Forest Park.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, Mayor and fellow commissioners. My name is Tom Cunningham. I'm a lawyer in town, and I live in Northeast Portland. And I want to say appreciate the parks. Just for an example, my kids learn how to swim at Grand. I learned how to swim at Montevilla, and my parents learned how to swim at Buckman. So we've been supporting the parks for a long, long time. I testify today to oppose the proposed off-road cycling master plan to the extent it relates to any further development in Forest Park. This testimony, by the way, I think you may have a copy of. First and foremost, Forest Park is much more than the nation's largest urban forest, always much more than just another asset ripe for the plucking by developers. Forest Park represents a unique habitat and wildlife sanctuary that is simply unparalleled anywhere else in the country. A place where pedestrians and wildlife alike can, quote, enjoy the peace, solitude, ruggedness, variety, beauty, unpredictability, and unspoiled naturalness of an urban wilderness. This, then, is the vision that the Portlanders affirmed and by ordinance City Council adopted in the Forest Park Natural Resources Plan in 1995. The plan mandates the protection of Forest Park habitat, its soils, and its water resources. And the plan charges park managers with, quote, a duty to advocate at every level for the protection of park resources where Forest Park resources may be affected by the outcome. Briefly, I'd like to present the council with four grounds for opposing off-road cycling master plan that would seek to further develop biker trails in Forest Park. First of all, biker trail development in Forest Park has already been fully implemented under the plan. Bikers' interest in developing routes in Forest Park were fully considered years ago as part of a three-year comprehensive planning process, and they were resolved in the plan when the City Council adopted it by ordinance. During the process of developing the plan, representatives of the off-road biker community sat around the same table with biologists and the Citizens Advisory Committee and with members of the Technical Advisory Committee. Under the plan, pedestrians continue to have access to all the trails in the park, and bikers share use of many of those tracks. As a recommendation, the park authorized the tracks allowed for bikers to now extend more than 29 miles. Now they have 29 miles within Forest Park itself. I'm running out of time, so let me fast forward unless I have permission to extend my presentation. Second, biker trail development has already been fully implemented under the park's 2020 vision. Third, promoting further bicycle trail development in Forest Park breaches the duty to protect Forest Park resources because it fails to first develop other recreational areas, which the plan mandates, in order to relieve pressure on Forest Park and reduce user conflict. And fourth, as determined by experts hired by the city, Forest Park is not a suitable site for further off-road development. Those experts did study last February under the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and their assessment was Forest Park South. This site is not suitable for off-road cycling trails because soils on the property do not infiltrate water well, and there's a very high risk of landslides.
Thank you, Thomas. We've got all of us here have a copy of your analysis.
Pardon me for running late.
Not at all. That was good. I appreciate you getting through the four main points there. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.